All right, girl.
How you doing?
We are here again. Episode 8, Ocho.
Gosh, like 8 episodes.
I know. This season
it has
just
gone by so fast.
It sure has. And this makes it go by even quicker, like having to do this midweek.
Right?
Girl, it's been fun.
What do we, like, is this going to end when football ends?
No, we have one more episode after this.
But then, after that episode.
Well, like, I feel what as we though do? We should, like, do special episodes where we actually talk about, like, pop culture. We could talk about, like, professional sports.
Okay. That could be fun.
Like, there's basketball, there's hockey, there's still lots of, like, pro football going on.
Let's talk about that.
Yes!
Yeah. Another time, okay.
Cheers to...
We're here for football.
Episode 8.
Episode 8, y'all.
All right, let's kick it into gear with these roses and thorns, lady cakes.
Roses and thorns.
Mm.
Do you want me to start?
Go for it, boo-boo kitty.
Okay. So my rose this week was Friendsgiving.
Oh.
A lot of people were having Friendsgivings this weekend. I was seeing it on the Facebook. Like, it looked like everyone was having a great
Literally
time.
Literally everyone had a Friendsgiving.
Right? But it was such a good night. Like, I love being surrounded by people that I truly care about. Food is always great. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy...
Girl, we tore it down in that kitchen.
You and Jill did a really good job.
We threw down in that kitchen.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We listened to some Christmas song.
Oh my God, you can't admit that to people because they're...
Oh, we did not listen to any...
Did not listen to any Christmas music at all.
Especially not Kelly Clarkson.
That would be so good. No, but Friendsgiving was such a blast. Such a blast.
It was.
What's yours?
My rose is going to go to... Wayfair, because my bedroom is like done. I've got all of the furniture. All I'm getting now is a rug and this little like poofy chair thing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, girl, it's you. What is it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, we need to take a field trip,
a tour. Perhaps.
Hello, Wayfair, Craig Burns for the discount.
Oh, nice. Clutch.
It is. Those goddamn things were heavy as
hell. I don't know how you got that shit up. Because I had to bring, me and Jill had to carry it from outside inside.
Piece by piece with a train of me, Max, Jill, the dog. Everyone had a bite.
Sorry, I was sick.
All right, what's your thorn?
Oh my God. So my thorn was an aspect of Friendsgiving.
Uh-huh.
I've been hanging out with this guy for 3 months now. you taking it easy, taking it slow. And I thought it was about time to like introduce him to like the friends in a larger setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a test.
Always have to have that. Like
he failed that test miserably. You were there.
I was there.
Like
the word on the curb was that she did not pass. Was like, not able to collect her $200.
No.
Straight to jail.
Like awful.
Yeah.
Arrogant. Like pushy, tried to tell me how to cook shit in the kitchen, and that's where like
he was very pushy. It was like he'd be having a conversation, we'd be having a conversation, yeah. And he'd get involved, and then you try to say something, and he'd be like, wait, but no.
And he's like one of those people that always has to be right.
And he talks a lot.
He talks so much.
Okay,
so I'm sorry I bore him down with everybody, but you don't have to worry about ever seeing him again.
Oh,
tried it. No, I'm single, y'all.
What is it? Dick available. I forgot what I was... Oh, I was watching that show Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
What is dick available?
Dick available. You're single.
Okay.
You're dick available.
It's just... It's gross. What's your thorn?
My thorn is, girl, this damn impeachment inquiry.
Oh, my goodness.
While it has been, like, entertaining and trying to be informed, it is so depressing.
Exhausting, I'm sure.
So exhausting. Today's just finished.
Yeah, it was like a record.
Hours.
That's insane.
And it's just asking the same questions over and over and over again. And whatever side you're on, there's like obvious truth and obvious mm-hmm. not truth. And it's just apparent. And it's just sad.
Who's winning?
I don't know. Well, I mean, again, it's a matter of like who's watching and who's giving their opinion about what they're seeing. Obviously, any level-headed person who's not like, who can take themselves out of like wanting to pick a side. Can see the truth is in the pudding, honey.
I just want Trump to lose.
Who said that?
Oh my God, you can't say
that. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I definitely didn't say that.
So those are our roses and thorns?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking forward to what we have next week.
Hair pics?
Oh, is it? Oh, yes, hair picks.
Okay, girl.
Let's do it. You go.
My hair pick is going to go to a new show on, not Amazon, what is it? Apple Plus.
Apple Plus, Disney Plus, one of the pluses.
Okay, so Game of Thrones is over, so everyone needs a new show. Apple Plus is C. It's called C.
Okay.
The guy who's the Aquaman.
Oh, guys. Yeah.
He's in it. Draco's. What was his name?
The dude from the show.
Uh-huh. Hot as fuck. And so they can't, like, they're, like, living in a time where everyone can't see, and then these babies are born that have the ability to see, and they go on a journey. It is
okay.
So cute. It takes a minute to get into,
okay. But
the story is unique enough, and at the very end, you're literally like, why? There's only 5 episodes.
Oh, wow.
But it's good.
Okay, I'll just check it out. Very nice.
What about you?
Okay, so going back to this boy.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, my hair pick is a movie that I saw on Friday. So we went
what
out.
What was it?
It was called...
I didn't know you went to a movie.
I went with the guy from that I watched. And it was a great date. We had movie and dinner, and it was awesome. And then he comes to Friendsgiving and sucks.
Oh.
But whatever. The movie that we saw was Ford versus Ferrari.
How was it?
It was long, 2.5 hours. But the cinematography is amazing. It's based on a true story. I'm not even like a car person, but I appreciate cars more now.
Who's in it? I think I've seen the trailer.
Christian Bale is in it. And Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Matt Damon. And Christian Bale. And there's the acting is so good.
Christian Bale is so
he's so good. Hot. Oh yeah.
He's good. Yeah. Okay, honey. All right.
So it's an incredible movie. If you're a car person, if you're not a car person, it's visually stunning. Even though it's 2.5 hours long, it goes by so fast. And the race scenes, you literally feel like you're behind the wheel.
Ooh.
So it's a great movie. One of the best I've seen in a while.
Maybe it's available on one of my
bootleg. Okay. You and that illegal shit. Stop that now. So Ford versus Ferrari, go see it.
All right. Quick commercial break. Then we'll get into the final recap.
Yeah, the recap.
The regular season.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to it. It's as we know, it's anyone's race.
Dead. All right, these recaps. Let's do it.
The final weekend.
This is the final countdown.
So where do people end up on your side?
Things didn't really get too mixed up, really. I think towards the end, maybe some people moved up, some people moved down. But
tell me about it.
Still number one is the Purple Aubergine Queen.
Yes.
Yes, they went 2-0 this weekend. Number one for American, ho-ha. That's quotes. I don't know what that means. But yeah. They went 26-19 over Fuchsia, and then they beat us gold 19-13.
Close.
It was a great game. Weekend highlight. Daddy Scott Williams, she ran in a 40-yard catch off the line to score a TD.
No.
Yes, girl. And I remember saying that, and I was like, yes, Scott. She literally just took off down the sideline, twinkle toes. It was cute.
That's awesome.
Weekend shout-out is going to go to their rookie player, Jonna Hearn. She's returned back from a week off her Ireland graduation with the Vengeance. He's so cute, and he plays tennis. Don't know how many touchdowns he got, but he received their signature Queen Doll Award for the weekend, which is apparently Brian Carr's daughter's toy.
Oh, that's so cute.
Right? Adorable. She's improved immensely as a receiver and has such a positive attitude, welcoming feedback, and finally learning to ditch the rugby background and run straight up the damn field.
Not doing that whole zigzag
right?
thing.
Trey's important. Funny thing / Brian Carr is the most extra at karaoke girl.
Did they have like a karaoke night?
I guess so. So much that it caught up to him during their games. He almost threw up against our game in gold, but still managed to power through one post D-bar hangover.
D-bar, okay.
We all know how that feels.
I haven't been to D-bar. Oh, wait, that's a lie.
Oh, hello. And then number two, still Navy, it's cold outside. And it was. They went 2-0, baby. 25-6 over Royal and 25-18 over Fuchsia.
Good work.
Weekend highlight. They said so many. ... Maybe Peter's interceptions or legit bomb from Richard to Davino for a score.
Okay.
Did you catch that, T?
I didn't.
A deep bomb from Richard Moore.
Yep.
Throwing.
Oh,
quarterback.
God. Okay.
Right?
He still got it.
Throwing quarterback. Shout out to the whole team effort. Way to go, team. And funny thing, with the combination of the QB plus the 3 linemen for their team, this Saturday was over 200 years old.
Oh my God.
200 years old.
Talk about a fine wine.
That's a fine case. And y'all?
Yeah, not, we didn't change too much either. So number one, still prep school varsity. They did go 1-1 this weekend. They lost 18-13 against Powder Blue, but they did beat Key Lime 25-12.
Cute.
So for their weekend highlight, even though they failed to clinch the number one seed against Light Blue, they were given a second opportunity to clinch that spot after Yellow beat Powder Blue. So they were pumped about that. The weekend shout out for the team had, overall, there were some great defensive plays against Key Lime, including Jim Hampton's first ever interception.
Jim.
And Peter Stanish also had a long pick six. So they were doing the damn thing. Funny thing for that team is that Zach Lombard caught many key balls against Key Lime, but I guess he still has no idea what to do with his arms once he has the ball. He hasn't gotten run, like the whole reach thing. And I guess, we got a couple flag guardings. I always tell my players, two hands on the ball, extend.
That's what you got to do. You're at risk.
Yep. And at number two, we have the White Claws. They went, yep.
Come on, Tim Dump the ball.
Yeah, knew it was coming. 2-0 this weekend.
Started from the bottom, now they're here.
Now they're here. 2-0 this weekend. The highlight for the White Claws is that they woke up to the news that Tropical had to forfeit. So the White Claws then played Yellow. And I guess the shout-outs for Patrick Santos and Rob Moyer, who shut down Yellow with great work in the middle. And I guess Charlie Perry was fierce and led the offense on the attack.
All right.
And I guess maybe because of us, more you than us, but they now refer to their QB, Tim, as Tim Dump.
As the ball they damn should. As should the whole damn league.
Right?
Tim Dump the ball walls. Love it. All right, so then on number three on the national side, are we national American?
You are American.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You are American.
Number three on the American side, good gold almighty, that's big.
Oh, that's you.
Yes, we went 1-1 this weekend, 25-0 over the Unicorns, 13-19 lost to Purple.
Now they gotcha.
It was a fight. It was a fight and a half and a whole bunch of bad calls to add on top, child.
At every week.
I got hyped with the ref. Heller. We can highlight our defensive stand to get the ball back with under 2 minutes against Purple, playing with only 8 players.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. We can shout out, 5th shutout for goal defense over the last 4 weeks, 6th shutout over the season.
That's really good.
Right? Can we get a 2-2 in a Hong Kong?
Toot-toot.
Funny thing. Coin toss with Teal. So we were the only tied team at the end of all of this.
Okay.
So we had to have a coin toss.
Oh my God, I watched that.
Yeah, girl. So I called Lee over. I was like, hey, Lee, we need a coin toss. So we had the coin toss with Teal, which we were tied in every category. And it was funny to watch MS and Mark Smith watch Lee flip a coin, who was like, just so you know, I'm not good at this. Flipped it up, dropped it, girl. And then rolled over everybody at the bar, and we won.
I would have demanded a redo.
Number four, Buns of Teal. They went 2-0 this weekend. They beat Orange 32-12 and Kelly Green 32-6.
Okay.
Yeah, Orange was much closer than score than much closer game than the score indicated. Orange is a damn good team. Jeremy had a sick interception to really flip momentum for them in the second half. He was also MVP that game.
I'm not surprised.
Against the game, Kelly, they dominated. 3 or 4 interceptions they may have had. This is from Mark Smith. Open quote. My fat ass even waddled in for a score.
Oh, my God.
He'd say that their rushing duo of Burke and Roberto were key in putting pressure on their quarterback and allowed their secondary to really excel.
Okay.
Good for them. Funny story. Remember last week when John Kaufman said his hat saved him from a concussion?
Yes.
Well, oh, shit. Well, turns out he was concussed after all.
Oh.
Yikes. Get a new hat.
Yeah, that's not cute. Sorry about that. Get better.
All right. And to the national side of things.
So number three, we have RuPaul's Bunions Drag Race. Mm. Their weekend record was 1-0-1. They beat Coral, my team, 32-6. I don't agree with that. And then they tied Silver 12-12. Their weekend highlight was that they were 4 for 4 on their 2-point conversions in their game against us. I saw it. Cute. their weekend shout out goes to the entire Forest team for committing themselves to trying new things and improving all season long. They were like a middle of the pack team who ended up like coming up.
The Forest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny thing about the team is that playing Joe Lanza or homeless person while waiting for him to arrive game one.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know what that
was means. She playing with her like boots in the fur?
Probably
something
like that.
Got it.
We all know him by the boots in the fur and the hoop earrings.
And the hoop earrings.
And the pony.
Loves.
Number four is Powder Blues to the People. They were 1-1 this weekend. They beat Argyle 18-13, but they lost to Yellow 19-0. Weekend highlight for Powder Blue was that it was a crazy strategic battle with Argyle. Each team only had one possession up until the 2-minute warning.
Dang.
So that, yeah, I kind of love those teams. In the last 2 minutes, each team had one possession.
Ooh.
Light Blue was able to score and Argyle wasn't. They started with the ball in the second half and scored up to go up 18-7. From there, Light Blue got an interception, but then Argyle stood their ground to prevent them from going up three scores. They went down and scored to make it 18-13, right at the 2-minute warning. Powder Blues were able to get a couple of first downs to be able to close out the game. That's, so
that does sound like a watcher.
Yeah.
Where's like the instant replay?
I know, right? I would watch that. Yellow had a great defensive game, but Powder Blues weren't clicking on offense. And ultimately, like, that's how they lost.
That's the story.
Yep. Weekend shout-out goes to Light Blue defense for getting some key stops for each half of both their games. The defense was able to get one stop in each half.
Probably.
All it takes sometimes is just one stop.
True.
You get that one stop and like
it is very
could
true.
Be the game changer. On to your side.
Number five, we got the Kettle Orange with a twist.
A twist.
Yeah. I'm sorry, a quist.
Yes.
Hiller. They went 0-2 this weekend. No, this weekend they went 1-1. Might be.
Yay.
They lost to Teal and then they beat Plaid. Teal game, they lost 12-32. Plaid 25-12 win.
Okay.
Weekend highlight was 12-12 in a great battle against Teal. But like we talked about earlier, Jerry Moss got that INT, which exploded in the second half of the game. A weekend shout out. If Orange beats Unicorn, there will be a rematch of Teal and Orange.
Ooh. One to watch.
Yeah. Teal players did say Orange was their best. Okay. Teal players did say Orange was their toughest opponent all season. That's the same thing they told to us. Did they just tell everybody that they don't beat?
Probably.
Well, I guess
it's a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And then number six, moving on up, girl. The Coffee Grinders. They were at the bottom
like
and
team.
Made it up to the middle. Good job.
From 2-0
this weekend. Yes. 33-24 V Royal, 21-20 V Maroon. Highlights. Okay. Game one, they had to punt in their first drive, then scored on every possession after that.
That's awesome.
Kevin Welton had a big INT to help them keep a two-score cushion to secure the dubs.
Nice work.
Game two was a back-and-forth game where Big Ben, is it Pippen or Fipen?
Fipen.
Swatted an extra point attempt, which would have tied the game. Shout out to the whole Brown team. After going 0-2 last week, losing hard-fought games, they rebounded this week to finish strong before the playoffs. We're able to jump a couple teams in the standings with two wins.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good momentum.
Good job, Dave. Congrats.
Funny thing, not really funny, but if they win their first game against Fuchsia early Saturday morning, they would have a rematch against Gold.
Oh, that's you.
Hope we make it happen, Henry, Boo Boo, Kitty, Meow Meow. Don't forget the mix.
I would love to watch that game.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I don't know who I would root for.
Me!
Okay, number five on my side, the Yellow Brick Loads. They went 1-1 this weekend. I guess they
could imagine someone shooting a yellow
brick load. I imagine it smelling.
That's exactly what I think of every time I hear that name.
Oh, God. I just imagine it smelling. Okay. So, the Yellow Brick Loads dominated against Light Blue 19-0, and they had some laughs against White while losing 0-26. The shout-out goes to Shane Flaherty, who shut down Light Blue on defense, stopping them on multiple downs.
Yes, that's
it. And a funny thing that they wanted to note is that they had a nice social with their sister team, Fuchsia. Brendan Olagon. Brendan Olagon left the social to use his 3,000 points at Sephora to come back and give everyone free products that he got. Oh my God, that's so cute.
It is.
Okay, so number six, Merlot Mangods. They went 2-0 this weekend. The score of each game was they beat my team Coral 20-0. Oh, we didn't score
any points this weekend. At all?
Okay. Sad. And then they beat Black 20-18. Their weekend highlight was in their game against Black. Conan was going for a 2-point conversion, and Red rookie Timmy Zaikowski jumped like 3 feet and blocked it out of Eric Jafal's hands. And they ended up winning that game by 2 points. So that was a clutch play.
Cute.
Weekend shout out goes to Makai Yerkes.
Sure.
Makai. Well, we all know Makai. He played great after missing a couple weeks. He had his first drinks as a 21-year-old at Blarney.
Yay! And shots.
And shots, I saw. There was a fireball shot.
He thought he was going to die, girl. Then I gave him a chaser at my executive Mandosa.
To be 21 again. I'm almost twice that. So he sacked Condon for a safety in the second half of his game against Black. And a funny thing is that Coral and Black were fun teams to play against, and that sportsmanship was awesome.
Oh, that's always good.
I know.
That's always good.
You got to have sportsmanship.
Fair. Number 7 on our side, Kiss Me, I'm Irish. They went 1-1 this weekend. A 6-32 loss to Teal and an 18-14 win over Unicorn. Highlights game 1. Chasing down Jeremy Moss was fun, is what the captain said. I can hardly remember because about game 2. He can hardly remember because all of the drinking that their team did that night. And his memory has been wiped out.
Put it out there.
Hello. Shout out to Joe Castro for running from showing a condo straight to the field. Joe went from corporate daddy to football daddy in no time.
Oh, calm down, bro. Calm down.
Funny thing is, their sister team social with Red at Joe Castro's house, Lake
House?
Was lit AF. They played reindeer games. What is that?
I saw pictures. They had reindeer antlers on their heads, so I'm not
sure. Drank hot toddies, dressed in onesies, and ended the night blacking out in the hot tub.
That's nuts.
Girl, that's dangerous.
Right?
There was a lot of fireball and, well, you know, too much alcohol in general.
Okay. Sounds like a good time.
Yep. Number 8 after them, Prince and his Pupas.
Pupas.
Weekend record 0-2. They preface this with they only had 6 people game 1 and 8 people game 2. They lost to Navy 6-25 and to Brown 24-33. That's a high scoring game. Despite only having 6 players for the entirety of their game versus Navy, they played hard the entire game, came away with 3 INTs.
Nice work.
From Shablowski, Ethan, and Andrew Rasmussen. Bravo. Weekend shout out. Royals roster top to bottom with everyone playing both sides of the ball and positions that they don't often play. Funny thing / T, old girl still got it. Playing wide receivers, Royal captain Bilowski had 2 long TDs versus Brown, thrown from Ethan Sobel, who's gotten, I mean, she's still not great, but she's gotten a lot better as a QB. One of them off a chair route and on a go route.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so watch those chairs, honey.
Do it. Going to number 7, look black at it.
Look black at it.
Their Riga market was 1-1. They beat Pink 24-19, but they did lose to Red 18-20. I had to ref that game, and it was the last game.
Did you enjoy reffing? Was this your first one?
This is my first one of the season. I enjoyed it. Everyone around me was fun. Their weekend highlight was that their game against Pink was probably the most intense game that Dan Newell's ever experienced in flag football.
That's what he said about Orange.
Yeah, but I'm going to read more. The Pink team had a player that was super aggressive and just downright unsportsmanlike.
Yikes.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Regardless, the Black team stayed cool, calm, and collected while the Pink team fell apart. Eek! And their game against Red was a fun one. Conan was connecting great with the receivers, even with Red's strong defense. Eric Jafal being back from an injury helped the already strong receiving crew that they had. Conan also used his line to get him 2 touchdowns. I saw Dan Newell had like a great touchdown. It was amazing. I think Jamie Morley had one too. They did the damn thing. Weekend shout out goes to Micah Condon. There was a lot of strange situations that happened during the games over the weekend, but Condon as a QB brought everyone back together and made sure the team vibe was positive.
Yay.
Showed some very great leadership skills.
Look at Condon growing up.
Maybe captain one day.
Oh,
funny thing is that they have, oh gosh, they have to play pink again in the Super Bowl.
A lot Game of one. Rematches, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, I hope the sportsmanship is there for you, Dan, in that one. Whoever it was on that team. And number eight, Quarter Pounders, weekend record, 1-0-1. They beat Key Lime 27-19, and they tied Forest 12-12. Weekend highlight is that in Key Lime, their rusher Angel had a game-changing sack that completed their comeback after being down most of the game. A 40-yard touchdown thrown to Kevin put the nail in the coffin and ended the game. So that was Silver's game against Key Lime. Mm-hmm. And against Forest, it was defensive stands on both sides of the ball. Tony V's touchdown catch with time expiring tied the game. Oh, so it was like one of those like nail biters.
Good for y'all, because they've been struggling.
Well, number eight, not too bad. Weekend shout out goes to the total white team. Nope. The total team, because even though they had a rough start, like you said, in the beginning of the season, I guess they came together and having a tie and a win is like, woo, thumbs up. So we're happy about.
Number nine on the American side.
Who that?
Maroon Amata. They went 1-1 this weekend. A 20-7 win over Plaid. 20-21 loss to Brown. Yikes. Weekend highlight, Sam Zern.
Zern to burn.
Catching things he had no business catching.
Yeah.
Above, behind, overthrown. He came down with everything.
He's so good.
Weekend shout out, Dave Bags.
Yes. I love Dave Bags.
Samsies for having tremendous hands off the line. Mr. 5 yards each and every time. Good for you. Funny thing / T. Nicole can take a hit. Joshua and Nicole went up for an INT and collided midair. Nicole went down hard and got right back up like nothing happened. Hashtag beast.
Go ahead.
Number 10. Moving on up. They were last for a hot minute.
Right? Oh, yeah, they were.
The Kilty Pleasures. I mean, they came in second twice this weekend. But they're number 10. Maroon, a 7-20 loss. Orange, a 12-25 loss. We can highlight Nick Supa Troopa was an offensive and defensive beast in both games. What song is that?
It's like ABBA.
Oh.
Shining like the sun. Yeah, I love that movie. Keep reading.
He broke up a few plays while playing against Orange. Becca also had her first sack of the season. Yay, Becca!
I love a good sack.
John Rossi / Ross. We'll figure that out later.
Although
still recovering from his tropical vacation, which he didn't invite either of us to, hashtag rude.
I actually got invited.
Rude! Scored their only TD in game one against Maroon. Weekend shout out, happy belated birthday to David Thornhill and Eamon Fanning, a.k.a. Amazon Prime.
I see what they did there.
That's cute. Funny thing, Cam had to take... Oh, I feel like this is T, actually. Cam had to take off his sweatpants in the second game because Orange didn't have pockets. Orange ratted. Even though they were zipped. And he wore them the entire first game without anyone saying anything. But stripped down to her leggings. And needless to say, they left little to the imagination. Thank you, Cam.
Did they leave a little or a lot to the imagination?
Oh, my word. And y'all, back to the national side of things.
National side at number 9 is Lima Slave for you. Unfortunately, they went 0-0-2 this weekend. They lost to Silver 19-27, and they lost to Argyle 12-25. They're hoping that next week they pull things back together and do the damn thing.
Amen.
And then number 10, we got Getting Piggy with It. Their weekend record was
Oh, yeah. I was like,
you, I saw you. I knew you were doing it. They went 1-1 this weekend. Their first game against Tropical was won by forfeit.
Yeah.
And game two was a loss against the Look Black at it team. Black team. 13-8. Weekend highlight was that the game between Pink and Black was really evenly matched. And touchdowns were going back and forth for both halves. Weekend shout-out was for John Guerra getting his first interception of the season.
He's a
brand new player. So, like, that first interception of the season, like, I don't even think I definitely – I don't know if I've ever had one.
I think you had one when you were on Brown once.
Oh, yeah, I did. But congratulations, Josh. Funny thing that we should know about the team is that – their last game of the season was against Black, and they lost. And as it turns out, they're playing them in the first round of this Super Fabulous Bowl. Yeah, that's the one. So it's going to be a dramatic rematch. Jesus. Yeah.
What time is that going to be? 7:45? I might have to show up early.
Probably.
I might have to show up early. Okay, and then rounding things out on our side, number 11, the few shoulda prepped. 0-2 this weekend, the loss to Navy 25-18 and to Purple 26-19. Two tough losses to the top two teams of the conference. They were in both games, but Bobby threw interceptions in both games, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
First game, they had short numbers yet again. Second game, they had 11 for the first time in weeks, girl.
Really?
In weeks. A weekend shout out, Mike Kiyonke came up big this weekend with some crazy good catches. Good for you, girl. Funny thing, worst part of the weekend, Richard Moore running for a 40-ish yard touchdown as QB.
Yes.
Dead. Daddy still got it, honey. And number 12, we got the Lisa Franca Trappa Keepers. 0-2 this weekend, but they're still flying under the radar.
Yep. Captain
says
yep.
They got, okay, good I didn't write way. This, but they got crushed by gold 25-0. Thanks, Henry, smiley face. How's the Achilles?
What they
I
do
don't know
you?
If that's coming for me. No, you know those like greats?
Oh, yeah,
on
yeah.
That field, I like slipped and you know how everyone's been fucking up their Achilles?
Yeah.
It was killing me and I was just skiing. And a loss to Kelly in the last few minutes, 18-14. We can highlight Stephen Abrams and J.J. McGregor. They both played some great safety versus Kelly. And they also connected on some long plays on O with a long TD pass and catch, too.
Okay.
There was one play where against the game against Unicorn where I ran down the field to, like, the five. And then they got the ball. And then he ran down the field to, like, I'm going to go with, let's say the 15.
Okay.
It was cute. We can shout out to Maria O'Brien. She rolled her ankle badly late versus Kelly.
Oh.
And is done for the year. But
no.
She played some new positions on Saturday and had some key catches off the line. And also some great flag pulls playing a MLB.
I was walking into Blarney, like, next to her.
Was she on, like, crutches or something?
She wasn't on crutches, but you could her ankle was like, bloop, bulbous. Yeah.
Funny thing. That's gross. Funny thing. Unicorn and Orange have a rematch their regular season. Oh, have a rematch of their regular season. A hot-tempered battle at 7:45 Saturday a.m. Let's hope tempers are cooler this time around.
I feel like someone's going to die in the first round game. There's some rematches, some drama, some tempers.
Have mercy, fix it.
Over on our side, coming in not last, 11th place, is my conch suckers. We came in second twice. But
Shit happens.
I not necessarily close games, but I love my team. every week, everyone is there. Everyone is smiling. Everyone is laughing. Everyone is taking cute pictures. We are having so much fun in the field.
Which is very important.
Which is very, very important. I would like some wins. So I think we saved them all up.
Saving
the best for last.
All right.
You heard it here first.
What?
I have never lost in a first round tournament game.
Ooh, who are y'all playing?
Max Red.
Oh!
Rematch of last week.
We heard it here first, Red.
Coming for you. And number 12 is Chop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah.
Things happen. Things happen. People get busy and they had to forfeit both games.
Yeah. Sad face.
Yes.
Okay, so before we move on to the rest of the episode, what's your favorite team name?
Ooh. Favorite team name of this season is probably for me. It's a tie between Merlot My Gods and Guilty Pleasures. Those are my top two.
Cute. I think mine was Maruna Matata. I freaking love that one. I think that's just so adorable. And if I had to tie it with something, it'd probably be like Tropic Like It's Hot.
Tropic Like It's Hot.
Because that just always makes you want to dance.
It does. It really does.
Definitely not Yellow Loads.
That was your least favorite.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, so quick commercial break. And
yep. We're going to come back with
the hot seat.
Mm-hmm, special guest this week.
Sizzle. Speaking of weaves and wigs.
Yes.
Big Head Don't Care.
Yeah, yeah. It's It's kidding. Look at how long it is.
She is, girl, she's down to your titties.
I know. I think.
We could do jump ropes with that.
But it's like winter time. I'm thinking about trying to do something new.
Where is you finna go?
There's a place in Quincy. It's called Hair Place One.
Hair Place One. What they do, girl?
They do a lot. They do a blow cut. They do a blow out.
A
they
full
do
a foil.
A cap highlight. A
bleaching.
You know what else they do?
What?
A lip wax.
Ooh, come on, lip wax. Eyebrow wax.
They do spray tans.
Oh, you know all them folks need out there.
Yes, they do.
Get a spray tan, honey. Winter is here.
Yeah, so if you need to do something with your hair,
take yourself to Hair Place One.
Hello.
How you doing?
Handy.
I mean, how's your bum feeling? Is it warm in here?
Yeah.
It's hot.
It is now.
Welcome to the hot seat. Yes.
Yes.
No preparation for you.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't even get any alcohol.
Surprise. Here, take a sip. You want to press?
Yeah, sure.
Bloop, bloop. You want to tell the people a little bit about yourself, girl?
Sure. I am one of the members of the Roxy.
Oh, yes. Roxy in the house.
Also, this is my second year as a captain in the league.
Brava.
Been in the league for 6 years now, maybe going into like my seventh. Same. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I think we started right around the same time.
The same class.
I remember you in your little gold booty shorts. And your gold hair. Ooh. I was like, I'm going to get to be friends with her.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I should get some gold spray for this weekend.
I think so. I mean, I joined the league kind of midway through my first season. When I joined, I was on the wait list. And I was lucky enough. I was lucky enough to be put on Craig Haas's team.
Oh, I know. So good. He's such a great guy.
He's so fantastic. I loved my first team. Shout out to the Brown Chicken Brown Cows.
Brown Chicken Brown Cows.
We actually made it to the Super Fabulous Bowl my first season.
Okay, girl.
Yep, but we lost.
I love that feeling.
We lost because of a pick six by Bjork.
Bjork.
Yeah.
Was Bjork Byrne?
Bjorn.
Bjorn Birkin.
Oh, that guy.
The military guy.
So we lost by a pick six. Kind of sad. But it was fantastic.
Was he hot? Is Bjorn hot?
Yeah, he was attractive.
Yeah, he's attractive.
Would you look it from H to T?
Oh, right. I'm a lady.
She's a lady, so she's not.
Oh my God, when you said H to T, I was not thinking head to toe. My mind immediately went to Underground Railroad. And I was like, I can't believe you're asking Jill if she went
in Underground Railroad.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I joined the league because my best friend, Josh Dennis, who actually doesn't play in the league anymore, was a member of it. And I was his team mom for a couple seasons. And then I was approached by a couple of people in the league asking me if I wanted to join.
You know what I just realized? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I haven't had a cookie or a vodka-soaked orange in a minute.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, when you become a captain, you get a lot of other responsibilities.
Well, you got other people that need the loving.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right, I love those oranges.
I know. I got to soak some oranges. I'll do that for Saturday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I originally was a little apprehensive to join League just because there's, as you guys know, there's very few women, very few allies. But I...
It's good you say that because some people do ask if you're a lesbian, and I say no, she's not. So,
Jill's not a lesbian. Have you ever dabbled in the vagina?
I have not. Oh, no, I don't even like my own.
So you haven't.
So I definitely am not dabbling in anyone else's. They're gross.
They are. It's like flesh. It's like licking a wound.
Oh my God. That image. No, thank
you. It's not a wound. However, it's not pretty. But yeah, so I was convinced to join, and the rest is history. I'm so glad that I did.
Or herstory.
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 I've met some of my closest friends, who are now family to me.
Oh, yay.
And I learned from the best captains, Craig Haas, David Lopes, you know, I've had some fantastic captains over the years, and I'm very lucky that my first season was with Dan Newell, who I love very much. Happy birthday, Dan.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Dan Big Booty Newell.
And then this season I'm with Tars, who was just married. So, you know, really good co-captains, and I've been very happy.
Okay, so you ready for the hot seat, baby?
Yeah, it's time to heat things up.
It's time.
Yeah. People want the juice. She wants the dessert. They want the drama.
So we've over here came up with quite a cute concept for a game tonight.
Yes, because, you know, everyone knows you as the girl with the nuggets.
She loves the nuggets.
Oh, I do love nuggets.
You do love the nuggets.
I love my nuggets.
You love your nuggets.
I do.
And we're not talking about actually like chicken nuggets.
I mean, chicken nuggets are great.
I love a 20-piece.
Are you a chicken nugget or chicken tender?
Chicken nugget. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Give me McDonald's not chicken nugget.
Those things are so good. So this game is going, do we name the game?
Yeah, it's called Dippin' Sauce.
Yes.
She lives for a nugget.
She loves her nugget.
Everybody's a nugget. Mm-hmm. Explain the game.
So you are going to be taking a nugget, and a nugget is someone who has been on any team you've ever played on.
Okay.
So not just ones you've captained or tournament teams, like any team you've ever been on. You're going to pick a nugget to dip in a sauce.
Okay.
How many sauces do we have?
We've got 7 sauces.
We have 7 of McDonald's sauces.
Yes, we jujuled it.
It's a lot of sauces.
There were 7 images of sauces.
Yep.
Each sauce has its own. Each sauce has its own description.
Yes,
okay. Of which you have to pick to dip your nugget in.
Okay,
I will. I'll start easy. I think.
Okay.
Like
Tina Turner.
So you're gonna have to dip a nugget in the hot mustard.
Okay.
The hot mustard is the nugget that you deem is the hottest that you would, if straight, gay, whatever, like you would just jump like hot, like.
I feel like I might know the answer to this, but I'm going to let you answer. Go ahead.
I think I know too.
Uh-oh. You literally whispered air.
No, I think I know what it is.
My word. That's a really great question.
Who's going in the hot mustard?
I don't know, because there's some of the hotties in the league that I would deem like going in hot mustard. I haven't been on teams with them. You know what? I'm going to put Dave Richard in that hot mustard.
Okay, hot mustard.
I'm putting Dave Richard.
Okay, Dave Richard in the hot mustard.
Yep.
All right, so honey mustard. This sauce is like sort of in the middle. They're most wishy-washy, sort of like Switzerland, always neutral.
Yeah, is it honey? Is it mustard? I don't know.
What is it?
Pick a side.
So a neutral
party. We don't want to narrow down the pool.
Neutral party. I think that I could go with...
I love that you put
with
a like, positive twist to it. Yeah, yeah. Neutral party.
A neutral party.
I said wishy-washy.
I said what I said.
I'm sorry. Okay, wishy-washy. Oh, this is so... Guys, this is really hard. And I don't want them to take this the wrong way, but I guess Jamie Morley?
Neutral?
Yeah, she tries to stay, you know, pretty neutral.
In what world, honey? Where are you getting your sauces from?
Right? It's a store brand.
I think she's quite the honey mustard. I'll give it to her.
You might, every week, some of these other spices you might want to switch. The next sauce is spicy buffalo. Spicy buffalo is hot, 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 worst temper kind of hot. Which nugget has the worst spicy buffalo kind of temper?
You're going to get me in trouble.
I would never want to do that.
What?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's the hot seat.
Yep. It's called the nice seat.
All right.
Or the cool seat.
All right. I got to give it to Jack.
Oh, Lord.
Geez. Yeah. She's small, but she is.
Oh, very, like a chihuahua.
Yeah, she's a little angry. She gets real angry. I love you, Jack, but she gets real upset.
He's nice to look at, too, but okay.
Oh, she is. Oh, can I actually change my first one?
Nope.
Okay, fine.
All righty. So sweet and sour. Nice, but has a bite.
Tarzan.
Oh.
100%.
I like that. I see that.
100%.
Yeah.
He's very nice, and he he's a great co-captain, but he absolutely has a bite.
Okay. Next sauce is the tangy barbecue. So someone, some nugget that has a Southern flair to them that you enjoy.
Southern flair. I enjoy Super Trooper neck, left, right, center.
I could see him being chilling down in New Orleans, just like on a streetcar, minding his own business, and then arresting folks.
100%. 100%.
Dead. All right. Habanero Ranch. Now, this one's a little shady.
Okay.
Forgive me now. Habanero Ranch, do you like taste it? Leaves a, it's like, you're like, but it leaves a really bad taste in your mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Like perhaps someone we can take in small doses.
Yeah. Oh.
Again, this is going to get me in trouble, but she doesn't live here anymore, so I'm going to say Caden Shaw.
What team were you on?
The Longfellows.
That, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The Longfellows. Like, I love her, and I, you know, you know, uh-huh. You go in for it, and then you're like, oh, maybe not.
Oh, my God. Like that time he rashed on you during pub golf?
100%.
Oh, 100%. My God. That was crazy. That woo child, I've never
Shout
seen
out to so, pub golf.
Yep, this Saturday, get your preppy golf attire.
Yeah,
it's happening.
I'm ready.
Last dipping sauce, the creamy ranch, which is basically semen, which basically means I'm asking you who your slutty nugget is.
Oh, my slutty nugget. Well, I've never been on a team with Michael Bryan. And I've never been on team with Mike Ward.
Lola, jeez.
Okay.
I have been on a team with Ryan Black.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That is cute. That's all kinds of backpacking. Take that, McDonald's. Well, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing you on the field.
Always
I know.
A pleasure.
You ready for this weekend?
I am so ready for this weekend.
I'll see you on the field. So I'll see you in. See you.
Yeah. See you all the time.
You ain't going nowhere. I know where you live.
I'm right here. Yes, very excited for Saturday. Good luck to both of you
Thank
as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And shall we continue with our rising stars?
Yes, rising stars and OMGs.
Joss. Okay, so. My rising star is going to go to this diva. You've heard us talk about her. I'm sure you've seen her running around the field in sub whatever temperatures, wearing
Coochie
panty draws with her earrings and her weave flying through the air. Miss Joshua Ellis, aka Yolanza. Bitch is bad on the field. She's successful, body for days. She's the doctor. She's funny. She's got attitude.
For days.
Yes.
But
she's
love her.
She's a chocolate sister. That's going to be my
rising star. Okay. My rising star is going to go to another, obviously a newbie, who is on Tori Artolino's light blue team.
Okay.
His name's Andrew Holmes.
Oh.
He met him at... not Blend. What's the bar we go to?
Trophy Room. Cathedral Station.
No. Blend. Oh. Blarney. I know it was a BL. Blarney Stone. A couple of weeks back, so friendly, so nice. I mean, I met him actually on the field. I was blocking. He was rushing. He's a good little rusher. I mean, he hasn't learned all the tricks of the trade. I'm sure I could teach him a few things.
On the field?
You stop that now. But such a... Such a kind soul, so sociable, so nice, and he's going to be a great rusher. Andrew Holmes,
cute.
Get to know him.
All right, so my OMG is going to go to this person has been in the hell. I don't even know how long he's been in the league.
A long time.
Has spent a lot of time putting up with all of our nonsense. He's been getting a lot of smack.
Listen to those mouths just yip yap.
Our ref, Dave Green.
Yes, Dave Green.
We love you, Dave Green.
Giving that Zebra Crew a little love.
If you ever need a partner to sit at Blarney Stone with you until 8:30 p.m., she will do it.
He's got stories.
love him. She's been reffing in the league for ages.
Yeah. And on the national level.
And on the national level. That's right. In all the tournaments.
I've been yeah. about that. Like, you got to be a good ref to do that.
I wonder if she's going to go to
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Oh, if you need company, let me know. I'm trying to get there.
And what about you, darling?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I like, did not understand what you said. My OMG is going to go to Jim Crocker.
Jim Crocker.
He's on the teal team this year. He's been a captain in the past, and he was actually my second captain. I almost didn't come back my first year because I had a crappy captain.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
I told that story a couple weeks ago, but Jim Crocker was my first amazing captain and had team socials and took me to the bar. Like, Fritz at the time was like the bar to go to, introduced me to like friends who I would have for life. And he was like my person that introduced me to like proper flag football.
Oh, Jim Crocker.
And our team, we were silver. We were the Ricky Schroeder Silver Spooners.
Dead.
Many of these young folk won't understand that reference.
Who is Ricky Schroeder?
God damn it, you're one of those people. Silver Spoons was a TV show with like little rich white kid was like adopted by a little kid was adopted by a rich family. He had like a little choo-choo trainer in the house. It was cute. But I give Jim Crocker a huge gratitude for being my first captain and basically being my godfather into Boston awesome flag footballness.
Jim Crocker paying it forward, David Lowe's paying it forward.
Yes.
Let the torch pass, dead. All right, bend and snaps.
Bend is me.
Yes. My bend and snap is going to go to, you mentioned this, I think it was We Are Bend and Snap a couple weeks ago. Maybe. Lucy's?
Yes.
We went there for brunch in betwixt our two-hour game.
Oh, another one?
Yes. And the eye candy at that place is what I'm giving my
best. Oh, my God. You were right.
Delicious. Whether like, they're behind the bar.
Yes. There's one bar. Food, yes.
Eaten. There was just men. I wanted nothing but sausage on my plate.
You're trash.
Like, can I get another order of sausage, please? Yes, he's sitting right there.
There's, it's, yeah.
So delicious. There's this blonde, tall thing with a smile and lips for days. Really? Oh, God. Yes, child.
I'm checking my next interview. There's a bartender with dark hair. Mm. And the one with, like, the arms.
Yes, he was there. Yes, he was. Oh, hallelujah. Eye candy.
Oh, God. Yes, we like you, Lucy's. My bend and snap is going to go to anyone of you out there that brings music or a speaker of large proportions to a game. I noticed I didn't bring my speaker this week because it was just so cold. I was like, I just didn't want to have extra things to carry. And I was like, oh, there's no music. And then someone brought music from the Forest team, I believe.
It was probably Alonzo.
It's probably Alonzo. I mean, there's a couple people
Kevin
like
Kevin Cater probably does too.
Kevin Cater, Matt Martell, Dave Milford, Ben Flagg, I think. Like, there are some people who appreciate just having music there, and it's not just for them, it's to entertain
for everybody. Hello.
And so all of us that listen to your music, we thank you.
Yes, we do.
Bend a snap.
Yes, pop lock and drop it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just hop into the next segment.
Yeah, sounds good. You know what time it is?
Who said that?
This is one of my favorite parts of the segment. Like, it makes you realize how like ratchet and ridiculous people are.
Hallelujah. Those are my friends.
Yes, they are. Can I go first?
Of course.
Okay. So So having a conversation with a friend of mine recently, like in the last 3 days, let's say.
Okay.
And I don't know how we got to talking about it. But we're like there was a group of people maybe talking about people's types or traffic. I'm not sure, but all of a sudden we were talking about methadone mile.
Okay.
Like maybe the traffic
the area.
You know the area. And I jokingly said something along the lines of, well, you know what's weird is sometimes I've gone by there and I've seen some hotties.
There are. Okay. and you're like, damn.
You're like, damn, like maybe I should just take you home and give you a shower.
You.
Golden
shower?
Well, after I made that jokingly comment, my friend was told me a story how one of these hot gentlemen hanging out at Meth Mile came over.
Oh, and was my God.
Asking for money. And the person was like, hey, I have money or I have something, like, basically got him to go back to his place. And then went to a sex party
with the methadone mal
with the meth mal person whose girlfriend was like hooking as well or like doing whatever.
My.
And I guess he had like the hugest penis ever.
Oh.
Yeah. And like
he probably doesn't have a number because he lives on methadone mal, but I would say share the wealth, but I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, so
oh my god.
I heard that and I was flabbergasted.
Okay, so one of our sponsors, Fenway Health, make your way there.
Methadone mal. People are tricking.
Fix it, Jesus. Okay, so my who said that, so one of our friends had a birthday this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they all went to Providence on a party bus.
I heard some stories.
Yeah, so this one particular story is of a person who was so drunk by the time they got to Providence.
Oh, God.
They went to a bar. 20 minutes later, they're looking around for this person. They spent an hour or so looking for this person. Said person was in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet.
No.
Passed out.
No.
Drunk, girl.
Oh, my God.
Those are our friends.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to tell me.
And so, oh, you definitely know said person, because said person sleeps drunk a lot.
Okay.
So if you're out there listening, you might know who I'm talking about too.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna say it.
No.
Who said that? Last weekend of games, what is it?
Super Fabulous Bowl.
I can never get that right, girl. There are too many bowls. Sugar Bowl, Sweet Bowl, Wayne's Bowl.
There's a lot of bowls.
There are too many bowls. But this week we'll go over our brackets. We didn't go to the bracket party.
We didn't.
Did you hear
it? It was Friendsgiving. I heard it was like it was fun. There were a lot of people there. Cute. I knew my quarterback was there. He said it was a good time.
Love a successful event.
If we didn't have Friendsgiving, would have been there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's like finally here.
I can't upon us. It.
I know. All of the seedings seem to have pan themselves out very nicely.
Yeah.
On our side, so top half, we got purple and teal that have the bye. And then on the bottom half, we got gold and navy with the bye.
Okay.
I think upset potential of those like first four games, I think if orange beats unicorn, they could potentially upset teal, which would be their quarterfinal game, I believe.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. That could happen.
They had a really close game this past weekend. So, I mean, that could be like hashtag upset alert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think the semis is going to go down to gold v. purple rematch.
Who's gold?
Us.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Us versus purple.
Okay.
I think if purple doesn't get upset by, I mean, they would face royal or maroon and makes it. It could be a rematch, girl.
I would love to see you in the final.
I know!
Oh my God.
I know!
You in the match. That would be cute.
Okay, so then instead of picking a winner from like my own division,
because you would pick yourself.
I totes would.
You would.
I'm going to pick, I think, just because he's done it so often and just like seeing how they've progressed throughout the season, White. If I had to predict someone from the American division, National division, it would be White, because Tim dumped the ball.
I knew you were going to say that.
Every season, she's just dumping the ball from field to field, from match to match, all the way to the finals, dumping herself onto a trophy.
he finds a way.
Yeah.
He does. So for over the National Division, the number one spot is Argyle, and they'll be playing the number four spot, Light Blue.
I feel like I haven't seen Andrew Shinna's name up there in a minute as, like, at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good for him.
Girl, yeah.
And the other bye goes to White, who's at two, and Forrest, who's at three. So played all those teams. They're good. They're real good. For the upset potential, I think Yellow in their first round is going to get past Tropical. And then if they do so, they're going to end up playing
Ooh,
Light Blue. And I think I think Big Red and well, Finagle Strategy and Martel.
Girl, I'm smelling upset too.
I think they could take Light Blue.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can I give? I think that you guys could potentially upset Red. I know it's like Battle of the like.
Oh, don't worry. This is Super Fabulous Bowl. There is a plan in place.
Okay,
honey. Max, I am coming for you figuratively and literally.
Fix it, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. For the semis, I think it's going to come down to White in our division, actually. Uh-huh. You picked them as the winner. And I think in your division, I think you're going to get really far. I think it'll be there.
Wait, who's White going to go against?
Well, I think it's going to be Navy.
Ooh.
Richard Moore.
That would be
Pierre Farlow.
That would be a good match.
Like seasoned vet and like kind of a newbie.
I see competition in that one.
So I think that's who it's going to come down to, White and Navy. And I'm not going to pick... For us, I'm going to pick from someone for your side. Uh-huh. I'm going with Navy.
To win it all. Oh, shit.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, shit. The 150-year-old veteran line. Dead.
I can't wait.
Overall, it's looking pretty dope. I mean.
But anyone can win. Literally anyone can win. Yeah,
hope it's not.
And like, you know what?
Talk to me.
We didn't pick number ones because there still is like a curse. Of the number ones. And number one is number one.
Oh, we didn't pick number ones. No, I didn't. No. Oh, cute.
Wait, yeah, number one? It's 2v2. Yeah. So that's why we didn't pick the ones. Dead. It's a curse. You never want to finish on top.
Facts. Well, unless you want to finish on top. Unless you want to finish on top.
Right.
Well, good luck.
Good luck, everybody.
It's going to be a cute weekend. I'm sure folks will be drinking after their games are done.
Yes, of course.
It's going to be chilly to start out with, but it's supposed to thaw out, I guess, at some point during the day.
Yeah, it's not going to be bad at all. Ugh. It's going to be really – it's such a fun day. We all end at Dot Park behind the hospital, sitting on the hill, coolers filled with orange juice and coffee.
And Pedialyte.
I know years past there's been a food truck.
Oh, I wonder if they're doing that this year. We'll find out.
I mean, if yes, if that's fantastic. If not, I'm sure there's a reason.
Pack a Lunchable.
Yeah, pack some food. It's just such a great day.
It'll be fun.
Can't wait.
After that. Yes. What did we decide?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pub Golf is coming back for an 11th year.
Hallelujah.
I'll update probably tomorrow. Everyone is invited. I'm not friends with everyone on Facebook, but I'm trying to send out as many as I could. It's the 11th year. It's
11.
8 bars, 9 beers. It goes by pretty quick. Club Cafe usually gives us a stamp early.
It'll go by real quick because you won't remember past the third bar.
People have been hospitalized.
Aren't there shots involved as well?
Shh.
Hachoo.
Those are there are penalty strokes.
Okay.
It's prep attire, golf attire.
Yes.
God, there's been some screaming matches.
Oh, Lord.
There's been some nudity.
Oh, I'm down for that.
There's always the group photo at a
hotel.
That's really, oh, I should post those on the page. Like, yes. It's really fun. So if you're around Saturday night and not too tired from a day of drinking or day of playing football on the fields, do Pub Golf, Cathedral Station. At 7:30.
See you there.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, closing ceremony.
Closing ceremony, season end party.
Noon at
12 to 2 at Boston Chops.
Downtown, right?
Downtown. Do not go to the South End. They will be serving brunch.
Girl, I did that. When did I do that? I went to the downtown one.
No, you did not.
My folks were all at the South End when I was like,
that's exhausting.
But yeah, that'll be cute.
So there'll be team awards, mm-hmm. league awards,
mm-hmm. food.
Fun awards, food, beverages.
Yes.
And year-end video.
But not like we know the year-end video.
Different kind of year-end video.
It was fun last year, though, with like the music. And it was cute. Mm-hmm. And they had their own little like...
Yeah. I submitted my song yesterday.
Oh, what is it?
You will find out on Sunday.
I'm excited.
It's a good song. It's
Choral.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's on the Choral playlist. So
you've
probably heard it blasting on the fields.
Okay, so do we want to talk at all about this? Okay, so do we want to spill the tea a little bit about... What we hopefully have planning.
We've got the ball rolling already.
Yes, we've got the ball
rolling.
Exciting.
It's very exciting.
We reached out to the gentlemen who are the two male cheerleaders of the Patriots.
The New England Patriots.
Openly gays.
Yeah.
We hit them
up. Cute as a button.
Got all up in their DMs.
Yeah, we did.
We sure did. And we were like, hey, girl, hey, this is us. Come talk. Come party. And then they responded.
They did.
And said, we need to reach out to the media team, which we have.
Yeah.
And
we sent a letter.
We did. I feel as though.
I think it would be really cool.
Yes, I do agree. I think we could have a special episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wendy Williams, we're coming for you, girl.
Oh my God. Maybe like during the winter, we can like wear Santa hats.
Ooh.
And have hot cocoa. Dead. Oh my God. That'd be so cute. Dead. And they could do backflips in the living room.
Oh my God. Stop it. Naked? No. Who's like that?
Oh my God.
Good luck.
To everyone.
Don't fuck it up.
Yes.
And may the best woman win. Till next time, stay smashed with wig
and weave.
Do we want to have the folks send an email to the boys or no? I can always
have them. What boys?
The cheerleader boys.
Wait, what? Yeah, why not?
Okay, so what was it? It was cheerleaders at what?
Oh, I don't know what their email address was. Was it like Coochie Coochie? It was something. There was C's in it. I know there was C's in it.
Cheerleaders at patriots.com.